Hey, ladies, we're here to tell you that the Catholic Church is not teaching you the truth. It's a false gospel that cannot save you. Mary doesn't hear your prayers. She said she was a sinner and needed a savior. The popes have no power. They killed millions of people in the Dark Ages. You're going to lose your soul following man-made religion. We hope you test yourself and repent to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Loving our neighbor today, lifting up the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood for the forgiveness of sin, his resurrection that defeated death and verified who he is, and repentance. That means repenting, coming out of false man-made religion, coming out of the church systems, coming out of the culture of Satan, Satan's kingdom. Repent, change your mind, change your ways. And the Bible says, Jesus said in John 3, you must be born from above by the Spirit of God. And when you're born from above, the fruit that you love God, know God, is you live after him in holiness and obedience and endure to the end. That's what we're here preaching today, to love our neighbors, to love our Heavenly Father, to warn you of God's wrath that's coming. So people wonder why we would stand outside a Roman Catholic church. Well, obviously, for biblical reasons, we love the people, but we hate their wicked, satanic, man-made system. They teach a false gospel that cannot save you, the Roman Catholics do. Sir, you're being deceived by a false gospel. Can I show you why? Can I show you why? Why don't you come here? I'll open the scriptures for you. I'll show you how Jesus said you're worshiping God in vain. You're worshiping God in vain, sir. We love you enough to tell you you're going to lose your soul in dead man-made religion. Mary can't hear your prayers. The priests can't forgive your sins. The bread and the wine does not turn into Jesus' body and blood. The rosary has no power. You've invented pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday, that are of no effect to God. We have a testing of the Roman Catholic faith on our website, don'tperish.com, on the teaching blog. Look it up. You folks are being deceived by Roman Catholic false ways, man-made false doctrines. I absolutely know the Word of God, and the popes are not there. Praying to Mary's not there. The bread and the wine turning into his literal body's not there. Nothing. All of your relics and your demonic ways are not there. Because we love our neighbor enough to tell you that you must be born again and walk in spirit and truth. Sir, can I show you why the Catholic Church is not of God? Let me give you a gospel card, because we love you. My name is Tupos. What's your name?
Ian, nice to meet you.
Ian, nice to meet you, sir. So the Catholic Church, do you know when it was created?
The Last Supper.
No, actually not true. The Catholic Church comes along many centuries later. And I know that where you're going, they're going to say Peter was the first pope. If Peter was the first pope, Peter's actually a liar. Because in Peter's own letter, do you know what he said he was?
Oh, I guess not. What did he say?
He said, I'm a fellow elder. That's what he says in the book. I believe it's 1 Peter. So Peter's not the first pope. The Roman Catholic system comes along 700 or 800 years after Jesus established his body. Peter was not the rock. Jesus is the rock. Did you know the Old Testament tells us God is the rock, not Peter?
No, I might have missed that too.
Yeah, so God is our rock. He said, Jesus said, upon this rock. So by the, let me share the gospel with you, how to find eternal life, and then I'll entertain okay. What you're saying.
Yeah, I got something to say.
By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, this is where we would have agreement with the Roman Catholic Church. By the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, he is the way. Agreed?
Yeah.
He made our perfect way.
You got it.
By repentance, this is where it all falls apart for both the evangelicals. We'll be standing outside an evangelical church a little later. We're not just against you. We're not evangelical. We don't belong to a man-made denomination. By repentance, which is a changing of your mind because of what Jesus did, changing of your ways, you have to come out of your flesh, fight your flesh, it's your enemy. You got to come out of every...
You got that right.
Yeah, amen. And you
got
to come out of... Here, I'll give you some
Thank
shade.
You,
you got to come out of every false way. Which would be the Catholic Church and any man-made religion, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, we're not any of those. And the Bible says Jesus' first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. And so when God sees a vessel that believes upon the Son, is willing to repent, Acts 5, I believe it's verse 32 says, God gives his Holy Spirit to whoever believes in him? No, it doesn't say that. A lot of people think it says that. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Mm. That's what it says. So now by obedience, God sees a willing vessel. You're born from above. And that's when water baptism comes in. If you were a lifelong Catholic, you were probably baptized as a baby. My family baptized me as a baby. Did I have anything to do with that? Did I believe on Jesus?
No.
I was in my diapers. Okay. Okay. So you must make a decision for Christ through faith and repentance. Be born from above. And when you're born from above, the fruit you're born from above is not church attendance in a giant cathedral that costs millions of dollars. Or watching a pope that sits on a throne of gold. The Roman Catholic Church is the richest business in the world. The fruit that you're born of God is, guess what? If the Holy Spirit's in you, you know, we become the temple. Did you know that?
Well,
the Bible says we become the temple. Paul teaches us in Corinthians, we are now the temple. Did you know God did away with the temple system and the Roman Catholics brought it back? Did you know God did away with the priest system of one man leading? We all, Peter tells us, we all are now a royal priesthood in the book of Peter. Go read it.
Yeah.
All of us are priests. God did away with the building. God did away with the killing and shedding of blood. They keep doing it in the mass. They're re-sacrificing. They say they're not. They are. They're re-sacrificing Jesus over and over. So by faith, I'm being redundant, repentance, God gives you a new heart and a new mind. Your eyes open up and you go, wow, I've been worldly. I've been practicing false religion blindly. God's showing you things. You begin to see and walk and follow holiness and obedience, which will lead you through things like Christmas. Where does anyone celebrate Christmas in the Bible after the historical account of Jesus? Did Paul ever celebrate it?
No.
Did Peter?
No.
But I thought he's the Pope. Why isn't he celebrating Christmas? So
let me finish.
Then you must endure.
I gotta get, then you must endure. But
in a saving faith.
Just let me say this. Here's the conversation I have with any other. You don't claim a denomination.
Are you a lifelong Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I honestly didn't take the Catholic faith for my own until I was 25 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. You don't agree with it. But here's what I say.
Yeah, the Bible doesn't. God's word doesn't agree with it.
That's fine.
You're built on man-made traditions that Jesus said make your worship in vain in Mark 7.
That's fine.
It's not fine. You're going to lose your soul.
Just hold on, though. You need to hear me out.
I love you. You're going to lose your soul.
I love you, too. You believe in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. The biblical Savior.
You believe that it's through Jesus Christ that we attain heaven.
The biblical Savior.
Okay.
Not the Roman Catholic
that's
Savior.
Fine, Danny. Okay. How many people go about their lives with no understanding of who Jesus Christ even is? They've never even heard of Jesus Christ.
Well, now you're going off in a pejorative, like, will the pygmies in Africa be saved? Let's not worry about the pygmies. You and I know Jesus. We have a Bible. We know about the Savior.
I'm saying we can sit here and hash our differences about you don't agree with our church, this and that. Yeah. Let's go to those who have no...
But the Bible doesn't agree.
Jesus Christ at all.
1 Timothy 4:16 says, sound doctrine saves you. You're not in sound doctrine.
Hey.
You're in man-made traditions that are going to damn your soul.
Okay, that's where we're going to...
Mary can't hear your prayers.
But I say, let's go ahead... And let's find the people that don't even know Jesus Christ and don't have a relationship.
With what? Roman Catholicism? So that they end up religious hypocrites and a hotter hell?
No, your way is fine. What if you think?
But there's not many paths. There's one path. Jesus said few are going to find it, Ian. A puny number are going to find it. There's a billion Roman Catholics. That's not few.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Would you do me a favor?
God bless you guys.
Don'tperish.com on my teaching blog.
I'm open-minded. Okay.
On my teaching blog. I have an article called Roman Catholicism versus God's Word. I take you to it, and I compare them, and you'll see that you must repent and come out and be born again.
We agree to disagree for now, but God bless you guys.
Test your faith, sir. We love you. You're going to lose your soul following false Roman Catholic Jesus. Thank you for stopping. You have my email. I'd love to help you anytime. God be praised. So that's why we come here. We get to talk to people that are interested in the truth. Jesus said you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God, not man-made religion. Can I give you the gospel, sir? Gospel, good news to eternal life because we love our neighbor. Yeah. Test yourself to the word of God. There's a narrow path. Jesus made the narrow way. We love you. Check out our website for free.
Church Live.
Email me. No, we're not part of any man-made system. We follow Christ and Christ alone. You got to come out of every man-made system. Jesus said, keeping man-made traditions, naming yourself after man-made things, practicing pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter makes your worship in vain. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. If he's in us and we're the temple, doesn't that mean we should live in all truth? Yeah. So test yourself. My email's on there. Check out my website for free. We don't take people's money like the man-made church systems. Repent and enter the kingdom of God and seek it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, okay?
From here.
come in the name of Christ, test me to the scriptures.
Christ is, I'm sure you feel
Christ did not found your church. Men did. Satan founded your church. Satan is the father of lies. Your church is full of lies. Your church is full of a whole bunch of lies and man-made traditions.
So the seven dimensions of God, of Christ.
What Bible verse?
Manifested within the Catholic Church.
No, no, the Catholic Church comes along 800 years after Jesus. Why would I listen? Why would I listen to a man that lifts up a bunch of false doctrines? You need to listen to people telling you you're false.
You are lifting up a false doctrine.
No, absolutely not. We're rooted in sound doctrine in Scripture. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're following man-made religion. You're not following.
I see God every single day. This is not
you see God every single day?
I seek God every day.
If you seek God, you would come out of the world. You wouldn't dress up in pride and vanity.
I guess you could say...
God hates a proud look. Proverbs 6:17. Your priests, in their proud look, God hates that because they're religious hypocrites. You have to repent and come out and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.
I think this is just a lot of lies.
A lot of lies? Show me in scripture why it's a lie. Why Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. Would you like a gospel card?
That's okay, thank you.
You're being deceived. No, you're being deceived by false gospels. The popes murdered millions of people in the dark ages. Are you happy and proud of that? You like pride. You like pride. You're dressed in pride. The popes murdered millions of people in the dark ages. You can't deny it. 50 million historians say. Are you proud of that?
Can I speak for...
The pope today would murder more if he could get away with it. Do you know who does the murdering secretly today? The Jesuits. That's why they were founded. A militant arm of the Roman Catholic Church.
You're just throwing too many things out.
Oh, it's true. And the evangelicals are no better. John Calvin was known as the Pope of Geneva. We'll go down there and stand against them in a little while. He was known as the Pope of Geneva, and he killed people that didn't agree with their evangelical faith. Martin Luther, he left the Roman Catholic faith. He didn't leave far enough. They threw him out. He didn't leave far enough. He didn't leave far enough at all. He was still a Roman Catholic at heart. He was a heretic, a baby baptizing, Mary praying, false gospel heretic. The biblical gospel to eternal life is the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, by which you must come and repent of every false way and every cultural way outside of God's truth. And you must be born from above. And when you're born from above, the Holy Spirit is in you. And the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth. John 16. This is not the all truth of God. This is a combination of satanic worship and man-made religion. Mary doesn't hear your prayers. Prayers to the dead people. You got to go to your added writings to get that in the Apocrypha. The bread and the wine is not literally Jesus' body. You're re-crucifying him. Hebrew says one sacrifice, one time for all. And my website at the teaching blog, I have an article that shows you why Roman Catholicism, I take you right to the catechism. I show you on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com why the Roman catechism is wrong, the Roman Catholic catechism, versus God's word. I show you 10 points. But you folks are being deceived by a false man-made religion that can't save you. The fruit of it is... Actually, I preach. I don't listen to false men that keep demonic religion. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees. What are you going to teach me? What is this man coming to a demonic temple dressed in pride and vanity? What is he going to teach me? What is he going to teach me? Harass you? You walked up to me. You walked up to me. He just walked up to me. You're a liar, sir. You're a liar. You said I'm harassing people.
You can call me what you want. Just
you're a liar, and no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. Okay. Oh, ushers with the green coats. I get it. The pride and the vanity comes out. I get it. Let's see.
So will you stop talking for
Let's
pride
see.
And vanity?
To sit there
and
next,
say
you're going to call.
You're one mind. Over
next, you're going to call the police on me, and the police already know me.
I'm going to tell you,
and they're
going to
tell
you,
them.
And have a wonderful day.
I love you too, sir.
I love you, bro.
I love you too, but I can't shake your hand because you're following false teaching, and the Bible says don't even say Godspeed.
In your opinion, and
no.
And
the Bible calls you out of all
that.
False man-made ways. You're worshiping God in vain. Mark 7.
Really?
Yeah, by keeping man-made traditions.
So you're telling me,
who invented
you know how I worship.
Who invented? Right? I do know how you worship. I do know how you
worship.
I do know how you worship. Folks, you're being deceived by Roman Catholicism. It's a man-made religion that cannot save you. You cannot worship unless you're in spirit and in truth. You're not in spirit and truth. You're in a false man-made demonic religion that puts you outside of the Word of God. Sir, you're being deceived by the Roman Catholic Church. Do you know what the Scriptures say? We can show you in the Word of God what the Scriptures say. The Bible says very few are going to find eternal life. Ma'am, we love you. Can I just tell you, wearing a crucifix is not only adornment, but it's blasphemy against my Lord. He is not there. The Roman Catholics make a weak, feminized, false, emaciated Jesus. He's a powerful, risen Savior that saves you from your sin. You need to repent. You serve a feminized, emaciated, weak, false Jesus. And Jesus told us in the last days there would be many false Jesus, many false teachers. And you, sir, there's a millstone waiting for you. So one of their ushers came out and told us the mass started. Nobody else would be coming so we can move along. A lady walks up holding the door for him. And she says to us right in front of him, F off. And they went in to go worship their false Jesus. I'm holding up like it's a video. They went in to go worship their false Jesus. So the mass here is started. We're done here. Talk to a few people. Proclaim the truth. The testing will go up on the website. And anybody that searches this pagan bloated goat farm will find it on the internet. Sister Amma, did you learn anything standing here today?
You talked to one woman. A whole lot more than we've already been through.
Not much different than the evangelicals.
Same thing, different place.
Yeah, brother, what did you learn?
Oh, you didn't learn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I did get to speak to a woman, and I gave her a gospel card, but she obviously wasn't interested. She seemed to have been going here forever, so I went through some of the sins. And
yep, amen. Brother, what did you learn?
A lot of contention. They tried to find common ground. But how can you find common ground?
Yeah. You know who else does that? Mormons.
Yeah.
Well, I know we have a lot of disagreements, but let's just agree on Jesus and all unite up together. And that's what we see. So one of the things that I was going to mention is that the priest came out. He had nothing to say. And I warned him about the millstone that's waiting for him. So they've reestablished the priest system. They reestablished the temple system. They reestablished the sacrifice system because they're in there right now at the mass sacrificing Jesus again. They deny it, but they are. They're doing it over and over. And we see the fruit of this place. People don't want to test for truth. And what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Ephesians 5:9. You can go read it about it, Galatians 5. But Ephesians 5:9 says goodness, truth, and righteousness is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. These people don't have goodness. They're not good, okay? They don't have righteousness because they're outside the things of God. And truth? The Holy Spirit's called the Spirit of Truth in the book of John, chapter 16. They don't want the truth. They're not interested in the truth. They have what they want. They want what they have, a false, dead, man-made religion that cannot save anyone. So God was glorified on this day. I'm surprised the police didn't show up, but the police know us. And when you're known in a town as a street preacher, peaceful and law-abiding, probably what happens is the call goes into the police and they say, what? There's some people standing outside with signs. And the police will say, is he wearing a tunic and his wife head covered? Yeah, we know them. They're peaceful. Are they on the sidewalk? There's nothing we can do. So Peter said, let's go down the street, brother and sister. We're going to go to the next place. Amen. We're going down to proclaim the good news and warn them at an evangelical place. But Peter said, walk and be blameless. Yeah, Peter, who they say is a fellow pope, or excuse me, the first pope. But Peter said, he's just a fellow elder. One man was surprised to hear that, and he's been a Roman Catholic his whole life. That shows you why they're not testing the scriptures. They're believing what men tell them and whisper in their ear. And these men are influenced by satanic, false doctrines of demons. So down the road we go. That's it for St. Joseph the Worker Cathedral. We're headed, I think, to an evangelical church. non-denominational, and we'll have a posting and some audio and video of that as well.
Great. Let's go shine some light.
Amen. Thanks for standing with me, brother and sister. Here we go.